This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Israel, the weather is pleasant today. It's sunny with a slight breeze in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a mild day with clear skies, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Mariv reports just in. British fighter jets scrambled as Russian drones landed in Romania, near the border with Ukraine. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports an unusual incident in Jenin. About 20 suspects breached IDF blockades. More than 10 were apprehended. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, polls have opened for Palestinians in their first election since the Gaza War. Separately, Israel Hayom notes an unusual event in Jenin. 20 Palestinians infiltrated a closed military area this morning. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports an IDF strike on Hezbollah rocket launchers in southern Lebanon during an overnight raid. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS, an Israeli international news broadcaster, noted just under an hour ago that for the first time in 20 years, polls are open for Palestinians in Gaza. From Al Arabiya Eng, a major Middle Eastern news outlet, Saudi Arabia condemns the targeting of Kuwaiti border posts by drones from Iraq in a post from earlier today. Middle East underscore 24, a regional news source, highlighted that global leaders are gathering in Abu Dhabi for the International Autism Conference 2026, as of 48 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Romania. Mariv reports a tense incident as Russian drones landed in NATO territory. British planes were scrambled in response. This escalation near the Romania-Ukraine border raises concerns over NATO's security measures in Eastern Europe. Turning to the developments in Jenin. Walla reports an infiltration by about 20 Palestinians into the Jenin refugee camp. Despite blockades, more than 10 suspects were caught. The IDF continues its search. This highlights ongoing tensions and security challenges in the area. Meanwhile, Palestinians are voting in local elections, as I-24 News reports. This is their first opportunity to vote since the Gaza War. These elections are crucial for determining local leadership and governance in both the West Bank and Gaza. In related news from earlier today, Israel Hayom reports on the Jenin infiltration. The area has been under IDF control since early 2025. The breach underscores the complexity of maintaining security in such regions. Finally, the Jerusalem Post highlights the IDF's overnight strike on Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon. This action comes after continuous tensions in the region. It underscores the ongoing challenges along Israel's northern border. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom business reports state revenues from natural resource taxation have soared. 9.3 billion shekels have been collected. This boosts the National Wealth Fund. Separately, CTEC notes Israel's defense spending is accelerating. The country has ordered $200 million in airborne munitions from Elbit. This move aims to reduce reliance on foreign suppliers. And finally, Globes highlights a Stanford University study. It finds the IDF's Talpiot program excels in producing entrepreneurs. 3% of graduates have founded unicorns, outpacing even Stanford's MBA program. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.